case of one Charles Addison for his crimes against the country through fraternization with a member of the opposite sex.
Fucking breeder.
Die, you piece of shit hetero. Clark, bring the defendant in. Charles, you are before the court today after authority members caught yourself and your co-conspirators in an undocumented club in which heterosexual activities were taking place. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Yeah. We will hear first from the prosecution.
Thank you, Judge. Mr. Addison, I understand this isn't your first offence. In fact, the members of the court may be interested to hear you have been charged with heterosexual tendencies not once, but thrice. Do you deny this?
Those were miscommunications.
I see. I submit to the court Article 1. The defendant being photographed holding hands with a woman at the age of 16.
No. That's just how the photo looks. She's just passing me something, that's all. I was never charged with anything.
No. No, you weren't, Mr. Addison. But unfortunately, the warning didn't seem to deter you at all. I submit Article 2 to the court. The eyewitness report stating you were seen committing coitus with a woman in your bedroom less than 3 years later.
That was a mistake. She tricked me into it. She was messed up in the head. And dirty. She made me do it.
Oh, please. Like any woman would be allowed to touch a man without his consent.
I made an awful mistake. And I am so sorry for that. But I went to therapy. I fixed up. I don't want to make that mistake again.
Ah, yes. The conversion therapy. Why don't you tell the court a bit about your experience converting?
It worked. I am converted. I have a husband now, and we've been together for 4 years, and I love him deeply. I just want to go home to him.
Then, tell us about your conversion.
They started with therapy. I watched the videos. I took the shocks. I said my prayers. Every night I prayed. I was exposed to other men, and I did what I was told to do with them. I recited every indecent act I'd committed until then I even...
Share that with us.
What?
Since you're so convinced you were cured of your illness, recite your acts of indecency to the jurors now. Show us all how cured you are.
I can't do that.
Can't? Or won't?
My family is here. My mothers are here. I can't in front of them.
My dear boy, I thought you were cured. But this sudden aversion to admitting your grotesque fantasies is surely making us all question such a statement. Not to worry. I submit to the court Article 3, Mr. Addison's confession.
What?
Fellation of a woman's vagina at age 18. Manual penetration of a woman's vagina at age 20. Coitus with a female at age 21.
Please, Mum, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to have those. That was all said in confidence. Mum, please don't cry. I never meant for you to
know.
Oh,
you will be quiet, boy. Under this court, under this country, and under this God, all your acts are seen. Those disgusting crimes I have listed make me sick, as I am sure they do to my colleagues and jurors, and they should do yours too. Mark my words, your judgment here is nothing compared to the judgment to come on this court.
Prosecutor, you will focus your efforts on the defendant's testimony.
Yes. Yes, quite right. Well, Surely this display has proved this defendant to not be as cured as he believes himself to be. He's clearly still a heterosexual without our society's morals at heart. The prosecution is filing for the death penalty.
Please wait.
I will have order in this courtroom.
Wait, please. I wasn't finished. Please. After the therapy, you're right. I still had indecent thoughts, and I wasn't cured. So last year, I had myself, castrated.
You did what? There's no record of this in the defendant's submission.
It was never recorded. I did it to myself. I did it alone in my room at conversion with a pair of scissors. I didn't want to be like this anymore. I was so desperate. It was the only thing left. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I miss my job. So I am cured, prosecutor. I have nothing left.
Does the prosecution wish to take a recess to review the newly presented evidence?
Mr. Addison, while I appreciate your commitment to your recovery journey, there is still glaring evidence against this statement of purity. If you say your impulses have been removed and your sexual desire is now purely homosexual, how do you explain your presence at the club for which you are being tried for today?
Mr. Addison, you will answer the prosecution.
Well, I wasn't having sex. I can't, so what does it matter what I did there?
Mr. Addison, though perhaps not as severe as coitus, consorting with heterosexual organisations is still a punishable offence. If you were not there to entertain your perversion, then this court must know what was your intention.
I don't have to answer that.
I'll allow the question.
Please.
Mr. Addison, you will tell this court what you were doing consorting with heterosexuals the night in question. Despite it evidently not being for sexual activity, the court still must know.
You will answer the question, Mr. Addison.
It's lonely, okay? It's lonely being an outcast for something I can't control. And yes, I'm cured, okay? I swear I'm cured, but I had to confess every sexual act to that priest. I had to take the shock at every image of a woman. I had to tear part of my body off. No one can understand what that did to me. But there were people there that tried. The only place I found any piece of myself left was there. No, it wasn't for sex. It was never about sex. I just wanted somewhere to feel safe and empathise with and loved. It is so lonely being cured. I just wanted to not despise myself for one night.
I think we've heard what we need to.
What? I'm still converted. I'm into men. Men only, I told you.
Well, that may be the case. But you still insist on consorting with heterosexuals in illegal congregations. You may be cured of your perverted attraction sexually, but this does not appear to be applicable to the mental side of the illness.
What?
Charlie Addison, this court charges you with consorting with heterosexuals.
Clit sucker!
Going against our society as well as our holy father.
It's just unnatural!
For the safety and preservation of our society, I sentence you to life in prison.
Everything you ask for.
Fucking creep.
You keep
away from
my girls. Jesus.
Yeah, go suck on a breeder's clit.
Please, I'm sorry.
You'll burn, Charlie.